You will hear a National Parks guide telling visitors to Fort Canning about the flora and fauna found on the hill. As you listen, complete the notes. You do not need to write in full sentences.
Welcome to Fort Canning Park. Fort Canning Hill is one of Singapore's most historic landmarks, but it is also home to a variety of interesting plant species. One of the most impressive of these is a 36-meter-tall, 70-year-old rain tree with a girth of 6.5 meters, growing near the shrine of Singapore's last king, Iskandar Shah. It has been given the heritage tree status under the Singapore's Heritage Tree Scheme as part of efforts to promote the conservation of mature trees in Singapore. Another heritage tree you will see on the hill is the ear pod tree. Its ear-shaped pods contain a dry, sugary pulp. The pods, as well as the bark of the tree, produce a substance called tannin, which can be used to make soap. Do also look out for the flame of the forest tree, which is hard to miss, especially when it is in bloom. Its bright scarlet flowers may cover the entire crown of the tree, making it a truly spectacular sight. Its fruits, which are long pods, are also interesting as they look like swords hanging from the branches. You must also visit the Spice Garden, originally established by Sir Stamford Raffles as part of Singapore's first botanical gardens. A small replica has been created for visitors to enjoy. With over 100 varieties of plants and trees lining its trails, this garden is a delight for nature lovers. Look out for nutmeg and clove trees that would have grown in Raffles's original garden, as well as herbs and spices that we now use widely in Asian cooking, like chili, lemongrass, turmeric, galangal, lime, and torch ginger.